Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the path of searing light.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. That's Dan Fogelberg. That's the Nexus song, the first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a double album. You will not regret buying. I've owned several of them. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of work. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. We're celebrating her 6 years of survivorship of breast cancer. We're talking about specifically now what to say, what to do, what to not say, and what to not do. When someone tells you, when you find out that someone's being diagnosed, someone's having a difficult time, and these things serve any situation. It just so happens we're talking about breast cancer now. Speakforyourself.com, that's her website. She'll post these ideas and thoughts on there later, folks. Karen, thanks again for being here. I'm so grateful that you're a survivor from my end, and we're glad we still have you here and that you're still kicking and helping people. So we talked about what not to say, and you said, do not call them and say, call me back. I want to hear you. I want to talk to you. I'm here for you. Don't say that. Say, don't return my call. I'm just calling to check on you. What's something else we can do? What about something we can do?
I'm going to start with what not to do. Do not call and say or ask, what can I do to help you? Here's what you want to do. Do something that you would like someone to do for you, such as mail a get well card. It's really, really appreciated. You're getting a lot of bills, a lot of medical stuff, and you get these cute get well cards. It's unobtrusive. If up for it, suggest meeting for a walk. How about just coming over and washing her car? What a beautiful thing. Go to your car that you're driving back and forth to medical appointments that's now clean again. You can make a meal.
Don't go in. When you bring the meal, don't go in. Just say, hey, I'm bringing you the meal. I love you. Hope you enjoy it. I'll talk to you later. And leave.
As a matter of fact, you can even say, leave a cooler on your front porch, and I'll just stick it in the cooler.
Yeah.
And you don't need, and I'll just ring the doorbell to let you know it's there.
I want to tell you a great story that I read years and years ago. There was a family who had just been relocating out of the neighborhood, and they were in the middle of packing up and moving, and they found out that one of their parents had died. A couple and two or three kids, and in the middle of all that, they had to leave their packing up home and go to that funeral, and the neighbor came over and walked in the back door and said, I heard what happened. And he sat down at the table, at the kitchen table. He said, bring me your shoes. And they said, what do you mean? He said, bring me all of your shoes. And they did. And he sat there and he polished all their shoes. And they left.
So in that same vein, same type of thing, bring them lunch, make a meal, drive this person to a doctor's appointment, take her to a manicure place.
Can I say something about the doctor's thing or something like that? Don't say what I've done, Karen, is I haven't said, can I drive you to the doctor's appointment? Because they'll demur most of the time. Just say, who's taking you to the doctor? Well, I don't have any. Okay, fine, I'll do it. Ask them who's doing something.
You're at the grocery store and you just call them and say, I'm here. You need milk.
Yep.
And do tell the person who's not doing great, tell them they don't have to write you a thank you note. Everything you do makes it easy on them. But I have the biggest offender I'd like to talk about, the biggest thing that I don't want you to do, and the biggest thing I do want you to do. Are you ready?
Yes.
This one happens all the time. Please, please, please do not talk about your own experiences or the medical outcome from your brother-in-law's, mother's, aunt's, dog's, nephew's, sister, with this type of illness. Do not do this. I had so many people who said, my grandmother had the same thing and she died.
Oh, yeah.
And I finally would have to put my arm out and say, I can't listen to your story right now. I'm in the middle of mine. I mean, you're not there to
And the people, you're not, you don't, you, this is an example where you have, there's not a mean intention in any of that. It's just that you don't know what to say, and that's the thing that comes up. Don't say it. Just block it.
Do not tell them of your own story. You're not there to tell them about your own situation or experience. And I have to be careful of that now because I really do want to share with people I know going through the journey, what was your pathology? Oh, mine was. And the minute I say that, I go, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's about hearing theirs. So my to the other side of that coin, I just want you to listen. If that person wants to talk, that's right. Just listen.
Listen. Even if there's a long pause, right? Just clam up.
Three words you want to say is tell me more. That's it. Tell me more. And let them talk.
And don't forget, if you can, if you feel like this is the right, you have that kind of relationship, don't forget to tell them you love them. Hey, Karen? Karen?
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. Be careful. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the courage. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, a six-year breast cancer survivor. We're so proud of her. Speakforyourself.com. That's our website. You can find this list of stuff we've been talking about out there. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.